On George Fox University Week, an awakening of Indigenous agency is underway. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tricia Hornback, associate professor of intercultural studies, examines the contributing factors.
Native American Indigenous people currently make up between 1% and 2% of the United States population. U.S. Census data identifies Native Americans as the fastest growing population per capita in the United States today. Native Americans are also experiencing an expansion in their expressions of Indigenous freedom and voice that is reverberating through the American consciousness. My current research considers some potential contributing factors that may be affecting this increase in Native American agency and Indigenous expressions of survivance. In practical terms, agency is the capacity of individuals to act independently and to make their own free choices. It is a basic tenet of democratic freedom and necessary in the pursuit of equality. According to author and Indigenous Studies scholar Dr. Gerald Visenor, survivance is Indigenous self-expression in any medium that tells a story about Native American active presence in the world now. Survivance is more than mere survival. It is a way of life that nourishes Indigenous ways of knowing. The theme of survivance has been a driving force in Indigenous communities since pre-colonial times. It is a primary component in Native American expressions of agency today as well. The Indigenous people of North America and their sovereign tribal governments have been engaged in an ever-changing, dialectic relationship with the United States since its earliest days. There is evidence to suggest this most recent surge in Native American agency, freedom, and voice may be fueled by increased tribal involvement in American Indian education, advancements in tribal economic development, the increased availability of internet connectivity in Native American communities, recent Native American victories in national courts and the United Nations, and through Native American environmental activism.
That was Tricia Hornback of George Fox University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.